Another evolutionary oddity is described in the current issue of the journal Nature. Scientists say they have rediscovered the leggiest animal on the planet. It's a millipede, but these animals don't actually have 1,000 feet. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Some kids simply love bugs, and a few never grow out of it. Paul Merrick admits he was hooked at the age of 5, and as a graduate student at East Carolina University, one day he decided to track down the long-lost king of millipedes, Ilacme plantipes, a creature known to have as many as 750 legs.
Pretty cool species name when you think about it. It's Latin for the acme of plentiful feet.
Merrick dug up a scientific paper about this creature published way back in 1928. It hadn't been seen since. The paper gave a general location in San Benito County, California. Merrick and his brother took maps and went to hunting, and they found the first specimen within an hour of looking. Exactly where, they won't say.
Very interesting find. It was this extremely slender, thread-like, and about the length of your thumb.
Most people would probably not have given it a second look, but to a millipede taxonomist, this was a heady discovery indeed.
I think I was pretty close to falling over, definitely. I had near hyperventilating also.
His first task was to collect just a few choice specimens. That meant killing them.
That's kind of a bummer, but it would be pretty hard to keep this species alive.
Merrick brought about a dozen samples back to the lab and looked at them under the microscope. The biggest, a female, had 666 legs. That's a lot, and it's not exactly clear why. Usually, he says, they use legs for burrowing.
But for this species, it almost seems like kind of an overkill.
Millipedes keep growing body segments as they age, and each body segment has 4 new legs. So someday, perhaps, a lucky taxonomist will actually come across a millipede that lives up to its name and has 1,000 feet. Richard Harris, NPR News.